Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you all today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and we want to welcome you to Online Bible Study Preview. Today is part two of what families should know about Halloween, and we're going to be talking about demonic influence. Amen. Praise God. And our host on today is Brother Dante Gaines. Amen. Good morning, Brother Dante. Would you read the tell about our program description on today?
Our program description on today is that families should take time to explain to their children the truth about All Hallows Eve and about paganism to avoid their children from being enticed by paganism and from the occult, casting spells and incantations, sorcery and witchcraft. Spiritual guides and familiar spirits are dangerous and should not be toyed with. The consequences could be severe. As it says in Deuteronomy 18:10-12, says there should not be found any among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter pass through the fire or they use divination or an observer of times or an enchanter or a witch or a charmer or a consultant with familiar spirits or a wizard or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drove them before thee. So that's what we're going to be talking about on today.
All right. Praise God. I would like to invite everyone to participate in our online Bible study tonight. Every Thursday night we have Bible study at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Bible study isn't just for women, it's for men also. And before I go into this lesson tonight, I would like for Brother Dante Gaines just to talk about, as he's a young man, amen, but he's an avid student like myself, amen. He loves to study the Word of God. And he's learning and, amen, praise God, participating in Bible study and higher learning. How has that helped you, Brother Dante, being in Bible study as a Christian?
It has helped me learn so much more than what I already knew offhand of the Bible. And it just gives me so much knowledge to process and the, you know, the research to come up with the answers of, you know, questions that you ask. It just makes my knowledge just makes me feel it's making hungry for more of the word. Just makes me want to know, like, what else is out there that's also related to the Bible. You never know what you might find that's connected to the Bible than what we already know, because when you start to research these things and you find out the information, it just be awe-inspiring. You just don't know how it affects you. And as a Christian, just to know more about different topics that actually relates to the Bible, it just makes me want to know everything.
Amen. Praise God. Do you study with a partner sometimes, or do you study by yourself, or do you do both?
I do both. Sometimes I study by myself, but most of the time I study with my partner, Elder Drexel Green Brown.
Amen. So we really want to encourage men and women. This evening, I want to invite everyone to invite your families. Invite your families. We are going to be on live video feed as well as on the phone. And praise God, that will be on freeconferencecall.com. And the number to call is 712-775-7031. Access code 206-594-156. Now you would call that number to gain access, to the conference call. And you're going to learn a lot. The ministers are going to be sharing what they have been studying and researching involving Halloween, including Brother Dante Gaines. So we're going to be talking about amulets, amulets, some people say. I don't know what you think I'm talking about, food, but amulets, amen, and praise God. There's other things that people, symbols that people use. We're going to be talking about, amen, praise God, the meaning of All Hallows Eve. We talked on Tuesday about how amen, what trick-or-treat is, how it comes into play. And on today, we want to really, you all excuse me, the enemy is trying to mess with my throat, but he's a liar. We want to talk about demons. Amen. A lot of people do not believe in demons. Now, in Bible study, we not only use Bibles, because there are many types of Bible. I recommend the King James Bible, Revised Standard, Amplified Bible, Dake's Bible. Amen. Praise God. Just a few. I also have the Inspirational Study Bible. I have a Bible by Pastor Rod Parsley. Bishop T.D. Jakes has a Bible that's very good with study notes. So, amen, those are some Bibles that I know, amen, will help you break the word down so you can understand it. Then you should have a Strong's or Cruden's Concordance, which means that you can look a word up. You can look it up, and it will tell you where it's found in the Word of God, in the Old or New Testament or both. That's what a concordance does. You should have a Bible dictionary, such as the Davis Dictionary of the Bible is very good. And there are others that also that I use. Amen, praise God. But these are simple and easy to understand. And the book I'm going to be sharing this morning is the Student Bible Dictionary. And it's by Karen Dockery, Johnny Goodwin, and Phyllis Goodwin. And it's a complete system to help you understand word, people, places, and events of the Bible. So I wanted to look up, amen, some words that are relevant to our topic. Let's talk about demons. What are they? Where do they come from? Well, if you've read your Bible, Revelation, the 12th chapter, starting verse 7, King James Version, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a voice, a loud voice, saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which is to accuse them before our God day and night. So demons are fallen angels. They are the angels that Michael and the warriors of heaven cast out, that rose up in rebellion against God. I want you to understand these are fallen angels. Let me make it very plain to you. They are spirits. They can take on human form. They can possess bodies, not just humans, but animals. They can also manipulate and control over things, material things. So these are demonic spirits. It says here in our study book, evil spirits who oppose God and work against people. So let's find out more about these evil spirits. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 4, you can get your Bible and read with me. Matthew chapter 4, and I'm going to read 24. And then I'm going to ask Brother Dante to get Luke 10 and 17. I'm going to read Matthew 4 and 24 as we learn about these fallen angels. Starting at verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and manner of disease among the people. And his fame went through Samaria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed and with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. So don't let anybody tell you that demons, spirits cannot take possession over your spirit. Yes, they can. Most of the time, it's voluntarily. And what people don't realize is when you open up a gate, a doorway, and that gate and doorway usually is getting involved with the occult or getting involved with someone that is involved and participating with the occult, psychics, spiritualists, those that have what we call, or they'll tell you, spirit guides. Those spirit guides are demons. They are fallen angels that manipulate your thoughts until they can gain control not only of your spirit, but your body, and then destroy your soul. We have people walking on the face of this earth that are demon-possessed. These demons control them. But God's word tells us that he has given the Christian, the believer, those that are baptized with the Holy Spirit, the word said he has given us power over all the works of the enemy. And that power also includes the ability to cast demons. As I explained before, you can't send them to hell because Jesus said, amen, when he returned, that the devil and all his angels and those that serve with him will be cast into the bottomless pit, the lake of fire and brimstone. That is hell. But where they can be sent is back into the outer darkness from whence they came, into void, into nothingness. We don't want to give them the freedom to roam this earth. We want to cast them back into the abyss, a place where they cannot do any harm to humans or mankind. Matthew 8 and 16 reads, when the even was come, they brought unto him, Jesus, many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. There are people that are not only physically sick, but mentally sick. I want you to hear me. And it's because of demons. There are diseases that affect the mind. And it's a mental sickness. And that sickness is usually brought on by tormenting spirits. Schizophrenia is one of those sicknesses. It is a debilitating disease that robs the individual of the ability to think for themselves clearly. Schizophrenia, people that suffer with that disease are known to see things that other people don't see, to hear things that other people don't hear. And they have a fear of being by themselves. They are tormented by spirits that are not of God, spirits that reveal themselves only to the person that has the ability to see them and torment their mind. Demons that are ugly, foul, and disgusting,
And many times people that suffer with schizophrenia see those spirits and they are revealed to them in their true form, as well as they can see them in other individuals. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So they're termed as mentally sick. They often, amen, will inflict pain upon themselves. That's why the Bible said this man had a lunatic spirit, because these evil spirits will cause people to hurt themselves, do harm to themselves, and to harm others if it's not brought up under control. So this is why they have medicine to control the mind on what they see, what they hear, how they feel. In other words, the medicine that the doctor gives is to sedate them, to keep them calm. Oh, you better hear me on today. I know this for a fact because I have members in my family that have been diagnosed with schizophrenia. And the medication that is given to them helps to control the mind so that they're not tormented. They sleep. Some even become lethargic. And if you don't know what that is, you have to look it up because I don't have time to explain it. Melancholy is another spirit. Don't want to do anything, don't care about doing anything, don't care about yourself, don't care about nobody else, just in a state of nothingness. Don't want to work, don't want to eat, don't want to get dressed, just melancholy. We got a lot of people dealing with the demon of melancholy. Amen, praise God. I don't care what happens. I don't want to get involved. I'm not doing anything. I don't care about nobody. Oh, my God. Brother Dante, can you read for us Luke 10 and 17, please?
Luke 10 and 17 comes from the New King James Version. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." Amen.
Amen. So I want you to know, really, I'm going to get into some good teaching on tonight, because during the season of Halloween, people unleash, they open up the door, they welcome spirits into their home, not even realizing it. Be careful. Let me say this to you. Be careful. If you have not seen the movie Divination, go on YouTube and put it in the search. Divination, D-I-V-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, the full movie. Or you can go to Shiel 763 on YouTube and look up under Christian movies or Bible movies. Right now for this week, amen, we are watching The Omen, and there's more than one movie. While some of these movies were put out for entertainment, I remember I went to see The Omen at the movie theater, and people came out fearful. But then I heard somebody say, "Oh, that's just a movie. It ain't real." Well, I want you to know demons are real. They see you even if you don't see them. They're foul, and many times most demons carry an odor. Sometimes you smelling stuff up in your house, it ain't garbage. It's a demonic spirit because they stink. Sulfur. When you smelling sulfur and ain't nobody putting some out in your neighborhood street, you got a demon around. Certain demons, amen, carry certain odors that are attached to them, and you'll smell them. Demons can smell fear because fear is a part of them. It is one of their cohorts, and fear inflicts pain and misery, another demonic spirit. Oh, yes. That's why we have to rebuke these spirits. Okay? Some people say that if you are a Christian, you cannot be demon-possessed. Well, you need to be more than just a Christian. You need to be a spirit-filled Christian. When I say spirit-filled, I'm talking about baptized with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and you will be sealed until the day of redemption. That's what the word says. As I was also reading about divination, what is it? It is the practice of foreseeing or foretelling the future through such unreliable efforts and methods as astrology, reading omens, and consulting with the dead, casting lots. Amen. People that do this, you need to avoid them. Christians have no business going to psychics and soothsayers. They practice witchcraft and sorcery. You don't need, amen, praise God, to go to the paper and look up your astrology or your sign. Yes, there are heavenly bodies, amen, in the universe. And many people have the gift and the ability to read the signs. The Bible talks about the three wise men. But they used it. Notice they were called three wise men. They used a gift to foretell events. As they found out that the star was coming, the star of Bethlehem, that would lead them to the Messiah, the King of Kings. But they did not share that information of his location with Herod, because Herod seeks to do the child evil. This is what you have to understand. People are born with gifts, talents, and abilities. And who you yield your members to, everybody don't yield their members to God or to the Spirit of God. Many people seek power. And they surrender themselves to Satan, not even realizing that they're making an oath, a covenant with the devil. Or let me tell it like it is. And this is how you have your soothsayers and your witches and your warlocks and your diviners. Amen. And once you start dabbling with it, amen, praise God, getting involved. We're going to talk about spells and incantations on tonight. You got to be careful when you're watching these movies and they start chanting spells. You need to mute it or turn it off, because what they're saying, amen, even if it's in some movie script, you don't know where they got that from. There are books of spells. There are books of incantation, dark magic. Oh, you better hear me on today. Amen, praise God. And there are those of us that are demon slayers. Uh-huh, yes, dragon slayers. Dragon is a serpent. Amen, it is in the word. It is real. Amen. And we're not just talking about a metaphor of the devil. Amen. He takes on the appearance of a dragon, of a serpent. And we ain't talking about no little bitty snake. We talking about them big things like the anaconda or the dragon. Amen. Look it up for yourself. They're real. Amen. Praise God. Ghosts are real. There are souls walking the face of this earth that have not found any peace. Oh, my God. And they're in torment. They have not made their peace with God, and many of them have unfinished business. So you really need to be careful, people. And this is going to conclude our lesson on today, and I hope you will call in tonight for more with Apostle Loretta Williams. God bless you.